Hi, I'm Sammy Nkrumah. Our father, Kwame Nkrumah, first president of Ghana, once said, "The best way of learning to be an independent sovereign state is to be an independent sovereign state." Too many of Africa's institutions, political, financial, even academic, were not born of our soil. They were imported, they were imposed, or inherited from those who once colonized us. And while they may carry the appearance of modernity, we must ask ourselves, do they serve our people? Do they reflect our realities? Or do they simply replicate the systems that once ruled over us? It is time for Africa to ask bold questions. Should our education be shaped by those who never respected our history? Should our courts, our banks, our media continue to follow models designed in places that once denied our rights to exist as equal? Africa must seek its own way, not just in slogans, but in systems. Now, true independence isn't just about hoisting a flag or a constitution. It's about building structures that grow from our own needs, our cultures, and our vision. It's about economic models that uplift our farmers as well as foreign investors. It's about universities that study our languages and our histories, not just from Western texts, but from an African perspective. It's about rejecting the illusion that everything good must come from outside. Some will say the Western way is the only way, but history teaches us otherwise. Empires rise and fall. Dominance is never eternal. And the West itself is today struggling to solve many of the problems it once claimed to have answers for. Now, Africa's strength lies in our diversity, in our tradition, and the unity of our people. Let's trust that. Let's build institutions that speak our languages literally and metaphorically. Let's stop copying and start creating, rather, because the best way to be truly free is for us to unite and live on our own Pan-African terms. Thank you for listening. I'm Sammy Nkrumah, and I will see you again here at RTI.